Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Consciousness Shift here Thursday evening, 7 p.m. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Gwen.
Hi. We're going to talk about some of the symptoms of this consciousness shift and global awakening. It seems to be a never-ending kind of a subject matter. Well, it should be in this year of all years. We will have two guests this evening, Janice Scott Reeder, and here as a local. She owns the Cosmic Salamander here as the shop local. And she's a reader and has been a psychic since she was a child and such, and she's been going through a lot of shifts. And then Flash Silvermoon, our friend from up in Moonhaven, is supposed to call in. Speaking about this on the physical aspects can be awfully disconcerting, because people are going through more than anything headaches. Hello.
More than headaches, you said?
Yeah, it seems more than anything headaches, but also
yeah.
I hear stuff going on too, especially with women, that concern, you know, kundalini rising sort of symptoms of, you know, fire in the hole and going up the whole body, and it's not time for the hormones to be jumping around. So there is a lot, no doubt, going on right now.
That kundalini energy, is that a feeling of heat rising up?
It is, but it's also accompanied by usually one of the things that kicks it open is trauma. Psychological, emotional, or physical trauma can kick it open. There are people who work on it through meditation and chakra activation work for years and years to get it to happen. And then sometimes for folks, it just naturally rises. It all depends. What's essential, I think, is to recognize that it's going on. And this year, with all of the astrological magnetic influences and all of these cosmic influences, we are our sun, which is just a great big old lens in the sky, is coming out to is coming into alignment with the center of our galaxy, which is a black hole in the Milky Way, and it happens every 26,000 years, like we were talking about with Dr. Linda and Reynolds, and that Stargate activation that's going on in 2 days in Las Vegas. All of this influence and alignment has kicked quite a spin into people who have opening their third eye and sensitivity and extra sensuality capacity. So this consciousness shift has got all kinds of different symptoms. And sometimes they're very recognizable. And other times, I mean, there's probably a lot of people out there who are wondering what the hell is going on.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. I can't imagine going through this and not having any knowledge of what's going on, let alone have this show and all these people to talk to and to share those similarities. I think really takes out the fear and then helps you through it, especially if you're like all of a sudden getting crazy headaches or like that heat inside. I would imagine if you had no idea, that would be very disconcerting.
Yes, absolutely. There's all of these wonderful, wonderful things that are happening. I mean, you know, for myself, my if you will, clairvoyance seems to be able to occasionally become 3D or actual vision. I mean, with my physical eyes, I can see what I realize immediately upon looking. It's not a ghost, it's spirit standing right there. And then, of course, and this is often in the in the guise of an animal. Right there in front of me, as solid as houses, and then, of course, I'd blink or turn away for a little second and come back, and, you know, nothing's there, of course. But the presence is there. And it's, for me, it has been something non-threatening, something I kept to myself because it was very shocking and frightening at first. But, you know, I absolutely kept it to myself because I didn't want anybody thinking I was going down the crazy street.
Doing a loop-de-loop.
Absolutely. Janice, with us? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. I actually just a little while ago, and folks listening again, this is Janice Scott Reeder. Janice is our one of our things. And she owns Commander in Florida, kind of. Janice, do you have any contact information out for the Cosmic Salamander?
Well, basically, I'd say go to www.cosmicsalamander.com or look us up on Facebook.
There you go. Hey. Well, we just began discussing the physical symptoms that are happening with this conscious or awakening global consciousness. And
you might want to take the phone a little bit away from your face because we can. There's like a feedback. There you go. That's better.
Okay, that's better. That's much better.
Yeah. Cool. Go on. What were you saying, Glenn?
Well, you had listed, I'm not really remembering at this point, but I do remember that you had mentioned a few instances of where you had gone through physical symptoms. Would you like to share with us your experiences this year with this?
Okay, are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, well, the main thing that I had happening was I kept getting these horrendous nightmares. And finally, I started to unplug things around me. And the first thing that I decided to unplug was the television set, because that's usually the main culprit. And I pulled the plug on it out of the power strip, and it didn't go off. So I plugged that back in. Yeah, very spooky here. So I plugged that back in, unplugged everything else. It's on. I thought, this is weird. Maybe I plugged this thing in somewhere else. So I follow the cord, and I come back to the first cord I unplugged. I pull it out this time, and it goes off. Needless to say, it has not gone back in since that point. Not only that, but I literally turn the power strip off at night, and I also take the battery out of the phone. And suddenly, no more nightmares. Very, very few migraines are occurring. And I'm concluding that it's the electromagnetic energy that is around you. Since you're really a chemical soup that is electrical, anything like this is going to affect it, particularly cell phones. If you leave them on your dresser next to your bed, it's bad.
Hey, you have a point. That's well taken. Flash Silvermoon is with us this evening also, and I believe, Flash, you're on the phone with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'd like to wish everybody a happy Lammas, by the way. Didn't do that when Janice came on. Happy Lammas, everyone.
Happy Lammas.
Happy Lammas.
And it's interesting because I have part of my circle here tonight. you know, and I told people to come and bring something of what they have manifested this year. What is their harvest? And my harvest is absolutely radio.
Point. Right.
Here we are, and at 9 o'clock I'm supposed to do another show. All this while in the midst of doing a circle. Pretty tricky.
You are a busy lady this evening.
But it's doable. Since this is what I've harvested.
Keeping with this in here, Janice has explain that I'm getting feedback. Somebody.
Yeah, me too. Like maybe somebody's outside. Like
yeah, I hear that too. I hear kind of like a
yeah.
Okay, now is it better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
well, you know, these are
much better.
These are kitchen sink productions.
The sad news is I have to wear hearing aids, so I'm actually on Bluetooth, so hearing aids is a problem.
Okay. I see. We'll keep on progressing. Flash.
Yes.
We were speaking about physical symptoms, and Janice brought up something very interesting about having nightmares and how she's and this is a wonderful point, the electromagnetic energy that's around us with our technology. In the evening, getting unplugged is an important factor because it can stop that energy from inundating you as you sleep.
Absolutely. And, I mean, the whole electromagnetics is shifting. That's part of the trouble. It ain't like it used to be. And that's the good news, and that's the challenging news, too.
Yeah. Well, we're migrating pole, North Pole, and all of the wonderful energies that are showering the planet and the solar system right now, it's a challenge, but it's a challenge that can be very positive, too.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing, we've been dealing with Uranus being in Aries now for nearly 2 years, and that has shaken so much loose. Arab Spring, Uranus went into Aries, we had Arab Spring, which led to this and this and this and occupied this and that and the other, and everybody's got their culture and their politics in a tailspin, and, you know, you can't look anywhere without seeing somebody in revolt, which is quite good.
Well, it is.
Well,
it's shaking things up.
Yes, but it's not comfortable. And the electricity of it, if you are sensitive, and even if you're not, it's very hard on the physical body.
Well, another thing has also occurred in the past 2 years that people don't think about. We've all gotten smart meters on our electric meters. And they're communicating with satellite, which takes a tremendous surge of power to communicate that far, and the satellite is communicating back with them. And hopefully all they're doing is transmitting information about how much electricity we're using. However, they can be receiving, which means they can also send a pulse across the entire electrical system of your house.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I read about that quite a while ago. I have a short play that I think you all find very interesting, and it comes to bear on everything that's going on right now. It's just 3 minutes worth of talk about this year especially.
You know, so instead of being consumed with reacting in fear or combating all the crap that the controllers are trying to throw at us, somehow we need to transcend that and open up our minds to the highest possible future and then create that together.
It is important to remember that your consciousness has more power than any wave that could ever be beamed at you. So if you ever start worrying about electromagnetic mind control or all these silly things that people get focused on, that's something that you don't need to worry about.
We are living through in a 67-year period that stretches from 1945 to 2012 a compressed version of a larger historical epoch, 4,306 years long, but also in 2012, so that we have reached, by this reckoning, the late 700s right now. This is what we are living through. And ahead of us lies the Gothic Renaissance, the Renaissance, the European Enlightenment, the discovery of the Newtonian mechanics, the discovery of the new world, that all lies ahead of us. It all has to be compressed into the next 22 years of time. And that is what accounts for the crazy quality of modernity. It's what accounts for fads and fashions. You know, hemlines are rising and falling in a rhythm based on the rise and fall of empires millennia ago. And these things are as causally linked as the orbit of the Earth is linked to the sun, you see. Because we are being drawn towards the attractor through shorter and shorter epochs. And not only must the entire last 4,000 years of history be compressed into this 67-year period from 1945 to 2012, but there is a 384-day period preceding December 22, 2012, when the last 67 years and the last 4,300 years have to be compressed into that. Then there's a final six-day period when all of these things are compressed again. And so do you see what's happening? The spiral is tightening as it goes faster and faster. The resonances are impinging. The thing is getting nuttier and nuttier and nuttier as computers link all cultures together, all informational barriers dissolve. Everything is becoming connected to everything else, not only everything in the present moment, but all past moments as well are being drawn, compressed, squeezed toward the production of the transcendental object at the end of time, which is nothing less than all time, all space, shrunk down to an atomic dimension and handed back to us.
Hey, if I'd made
of course, that was Terrence Senna there for the majority, but he's talking about that Maya pyramid, nine pyramid time collapse and an expansion, which is what we're under this year especially. That's why time has speeded up on us, though.
That's pretty interesting.
Well, that's very odd, but I tend to think of it in a slightly different way. If you imagine every choice that you make during the day, whether you go right or left, you can see there's a slight split in time. If you left, may come back onto right later, and they may merge together like a gigantic spider web. The spider web reaches a certain point, and it has to start collapsing back in on itself, which is what people are seeing now. And they report to me, and I've seen it too, that the first thing you see is a change in light. It seems everything's a little more yellow, and then things start getting a little weird, like the whole shopping center is full of cars, and you turn around 2 minutes later, and it's empty, and there's no way they can get out of the shopping center in 2 minutes. I've actually had that happen to me. You know, there's always a change, and the realities are merging back together again as it collapses toward the center.
A fusion anomaly.
Right, that's exactly what it is. Now, the question I've asked over and over again is, you know, if you had three children in one reality and two in the other, and they collapse back, how many children do you have? And for some reason, they won't answer that question.
Is that going to be an SAT question in about 200 years?
Yeah, that's the question, Hannah.
And it all depends if any of them go into a black hole.
Yeah. Right.
Then,
well, once you collapse back, you will expand back out again. That's a natural process of the universe.
Yeah, that is as above, so below, in one of its finest conditions.
You know, nobody ever pays any attention to what that statement says. As above, so below. Take a darn look around you, and above must be in chaos.
It is. It is,
yes.
Absolutely. I don't know how many of you are astrologers, but...
Me?
Yeah. It's pretty wild. And the fact that Uranus and Pluto have been at a 90-degree angle called a square to each other, more and less stronger and weaker for practically the year. And
yeah.
They're two huge change makers. Now, Pluto is like, we're going to make change. And we're going to make it really big and really deep, and it's going to change everything from the root. None of this little business where we put a little liberal Band-Aid cure. No, no, no. Pluto wants no Band-Aid cure. I want the whole thing. We want the world, and we want it now, and we're going to make it right, and we're going to turn it inside out. But you got to be patient because it takes time to do it all this way. Then Uranus says, hell with you. That's too long. I don't have patience for that. So we're going to do it, and we're going to do it all the way. We're going to do it fast. And we may not do it in regular intervals either because Uranus doesn't like anything regular. So you may be thinking, okay, every full moon, look out, here we go, boom.
Well,
Uranus is not so sure about that.
That's full moon, I think that, like McKenna was saying, which he was expressing the idea of a fusion anomaly reoccurring and occurring. I think that these eclipses have
yes.
given us a sort of a graph or a calendar, if you will, that tell us when these energies, these warps and whoops are going on. I mean, that's just my intuition.
Well, it definitely creates a space for an even deeper change to shift right in there. And they do tend to organize the timing. Absolutely.
But the eclipse period, people keep saying, oh, my God, it's going to be an eclipse tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. No, that doesn't work that way. The energy of the eclipse will continue until the next eclipse modifies it in a different way. So don't
yes.
panic at eclipses.
Yes, I agree with that, Janice. I agree with that. I've always gotten that sensation, too, that abrupt sensation when the physical event happens of the motor turning off and on, winding down and winding back up. I always get that sensation.
Well, you know, if you think of a physical body, you oscillate because you're an electrical impulse. Then you have the bigger electrical impulse that hauls off and whacks you. That's the eclipse. And then the two of you have to vibrate together until you become one oscillation. So you feel that whack hitting you, and then you're kind of shaking until you get down and you're both in sync.
Makes sense.
That's interesting because I was born on the annular solar eclipse of my year.
Wow.
And I tend to feel those eclipses pretty strong.
And you never want to see my chart. Okay. Never. I'm ruled by Uranus. It's great fun in my life.
Yes, that's a big part for me as well. It gets in there and stirs it up.
Here's something that's also there. Along with all of these severe jags of symptom that come up with the migraine headaches or incredible problems, having pressure in the head. All of this factors, of course, also the clarity that balancing it with all of the wonderful things that really are occurring. Now, some people are frightened by them. I mean, I've dealt with kids, usually teenagers in the last years, especially problems.
We might have to do an adjustment again with the feedback.
That's
nice.
Better.
Such a difference.
The kids that I've been with, three different children who are actually teenagers who have just sort of woke up like that, especially especially when the earthquake happened in Haiti, getting inundated by spirit and crazy. People, especially folks who have with light, who awaken their extrasensuality are now experiencing sensuality with kind of abruptness and oftentimes frightening, oftentimes wonderful experience. Also, our geography showing feel of interdimensional play right now.
Gwen.
Yes.
I'm going to have to leave very shortly. Might I say a word or two about next week?
Yeah. Please.
Oh goodness, that's so much better.
Okay, well, yeah, I know. That's actually the cell phone tower signal. I mean, you don't think about electromagnetic radiation until you're doing something like this, and it's going up and down. Because it's in the 6 to 7 period at night when they go up and down literally with the energy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get George on some night to explain all this to you.
Huh. Well, Gwen, did you mention about the show next week at all?
Yes, please.
I believe we're calling it Woman Spirit Rising. And it's going to be a new show on a monthly basis where 4 priestesses will gather other women and we will do a live ritual on the air. And we'll choose some piece of work to be done for the planet. That'll be our focus and we'll work together. And, of course, others will listen and do their part in their spaces. And we're going to start that next Thursday. And that's the 9th, isn't it?
Thursday.
Yes, Thursday the 9th. Is that 7 to 8?
Okay. All right. Yes, it's 7 to 8. We're 7 to 8.
And that's Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, it is.
So I just wanted to remind all. And Gwen, you're going to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Ruthann will as well. She said that the time worked for her.
Okay.
And I will be, and Cindy Lepore will be.
Okay, and I also have Nicole joining us.
Great. Well, we'll need to talk and gather around the old cauldron.
Okay.
To put it together, but there'll be some very good energy to be had a week from now, 7 to 8 on the same station. And my thought is, given the moon will be in Taurus, that we will do an event that will work on bringing heaven to earth. How's that sound?
Well, that sounds really fine.
You know, it's, you know, not too adventuresome. But I think we could all use a little heaven right here on Earth.
Yeah,
it's something certainly to work towards. Absolutely.
And so, I would love to speak with you all more, but I really had best go and start acting like a priestess.
Have a wonderful circle tonight, and thank you for joining us, Flash.
Thank you, and hopefully next time it'll be longer.
I am trying to adjust what I have here. Ladies, are we clear? Can we hear each other?
Yes,
we can
totally.
Hear each other well.
Okay. Yes, that's on, I guess next Thursday will be the first one to introduce it, and then we're going to find a separate day. This is not... consciousness shift. It will be a woman's spirit rising, and Flash is producing it. It'll be on another night after that. Thursday night is our show. Let's get back to what we were speaking about before. Janice, have you had any experience with digital photography and the spheres? I saw an interesting film today on this.
Oh, I've had a lot of experience with it. I have a tendency to show up in everything that I photograph. ruining my photos, not to mention the UFOs. It ruined an entire roll of film that I shot once. This isn't even digital. This is film in Argentina for a travel magazine, and I've got these stupid UFOs in every picture. Sometimes it can be annoying. On the shop cams that we use for security, you get orbs that are absolutely unbelievable. I mean, they come boiling out of the ground, literally by the hundreds, it appears.
There's more and more of this phenomenon going on. I noticed last night when I was working on making some podcast videos here on my Mac that there was a sphere behind me. And when I on the playback, and I'm like, well, of course, it wasn't until I saw the playback that I got the oogie boogies.
Lucky you. I can actually see them without the camera.
Yeah, my nephew can do that, too. I don't see orbs, only very rarely, and usually after some herbal help.
No, I don't need any of that, but I will tell you that one day I had one come through the window of the shop and go out the front door, and I know it because it literally affected the fluorescent light that was over me. I saw the shadow.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, wait a minute, this thing's going to be on the surveillance cameras, and I will be darned, it was on the back surveillance camera and on the front surveillance camera leaving. So they can actually block light, and this is in the middle of the day. People think they only come out at night.
No,
they're around in the daytime.
No, it's not true, right. They come out at all times. Nick, have you experienced any in your photos or anything?
Definitely in my photos. I've never seen one with my eye, although I am starting to see a little bit more of flashes and things in the corner of my eye. And a little bit of what you were speaking of earlier of, you know, something that was there and is now no longer there, and there's kind of nowhere that it could have left in that period of time. I'm so glad to hear you say that. I was like, oh, man, okay. So that's definitely happening. But
psychics who, people who are, as my dear mother used to say, gifted, my nephew has my grandmother's capabilities. He sees things as orbs. I've tried to teach him to connect with them so that he might see the essential spirit quality there. But for myself, I only rarely, and usually if, let's face it, if I smoke a joint, I can see the auric fields more clearly, that kind of thing. However, recently, I have, for me, the appearance is an animal. It is not a human or humanoid spirit, if you will. It's an animal. And at first, when I saw this, I mean, I looked in the middle of my room, and there was a coyote sitting there, and looking at me clear as day, and I knew it was there. I knew it was benevolent. It was mine. I knew this. I still got shocked and frightened. Thought I was going Nazi Fagan for, you know, the umpteenth time. But the point was that it was a symptom of a shifting of consciousness, of working with light and having this light shift your physical body as well as your light body. Janice, have you, students, people you work with, have you seen any of this happening, this kind of phenomena?
Well, the odd thing is when people come to the shop, they tend to, for the first time, see these things because they're around me and they manifest stronger around my auric field. It's like I've always said, if you want to find ghosts, invite me over, they will come, you know. Sometimes they follow me, I don't know. I have been seeing a black cat lately, but I've had a lot of black cats, so it may be one of my pets. But orbs, spirits,
yeah, I see cats.
Spirit animals, they are three different things. That I've noticed
100%. I'm not speaking about a ghost or a gone entity in that way. I know the difference. I've experienced it here and abroad, and I really do know the difference. My body reacts differently. This was a response. It was actually one of my guides. I knew it, but in his animal form, my medicine man. And But it shocked me because, you see, I'm not used to seeing with my physical eyes something as solid as houses 1 second, and the next it's gone.
That does kind of shake your perception of reality as being completely solid, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Well, it's much. It does.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I've been this way my whole life. But can you imagine someone who doesn't even know that much about the psychic walking in a room and there's a coyote in the middle of the room?
Yeah.
Right.
And then not.
Yeah. Well,
that's
and this
not going to go down well.
This is happening with the indigo and crystal children, and I've helped 3 kids in the area. One particularly when the earthquake happened in Haiti. It was just really quite awful because this child thought her parents had taken her to doctors, and it was really quite awful. It was a terrible occurrence for her. Spirit was just flooding her and saying, what's wrong with me? Why am I here? Kind of thing. And she was going towards a meltdown. And I, myself and Murphy worked with her, and, she learned to manage it. To manage spirit, to protect herself, and put down ground rules. It was shocking to her, and she thought if she confessed to her folks for months, that they would put her in the loony bin. Her parents ended up being incredibly sensitive about it and understanding and more aware than you would think. And then there are the folks who've worked at this for how many years, and now all of a sudden they're seeing things, and some folks aren't prepared for it still.
Well, even calm, the normal person who wonders if there's normal, wandering around the house, all of a sudden they're hearing voices.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony Sanchez has done some phenomenal work on researching that. They're in one room, and all of a sudden they hear a bunch of people talking in the other room. And it seems as though there's actually a genetic component to it. The members of the family who are most alike will hear the voices at the same time. And the second group will hear a second set of voices at a different time. The interesting part of it is they are all located within 5 miles of a cell phone tower. Yes. Now, I've always loved to do radio back when you used to do it at the station and you were right next to that tower because, boy, can I get clear psychic perception.
Wow.
I'll tell the truth now. That tower helps. And now all of a sudden the average person is getting what I've been getting my whole life. And it's scary as anything for people.
It is. And I think that the overall stress of change on the planet, what would the political upheaval, and, we've got basically our leadership is so corrupt and flawed on this planet at this point. The big challenge is to clean the place up, and yet there's no, I think we're working on critical mass here and awakening critical mass, and people are just spontaneously awakening, and they are turning to many of the teachers and communicators and practitioners in the new age metaphysical wellness, I don't care what you want to call the community, the pagan, whatever. They are reaching out more. They have been for the last 20 years. It's become acute in the last couple of years.
I have been phenomenally shocked in the past few years at how far people are going to try to understand what's happening to them and how much they're paying and what they're doing. And the thing is, the answers are actually quite simple if you find somebody who knows what they are. You really don't have to walk over hot coals. Though I have done that and walked over glass, I'm not going to suggest you go do this. Just calm down and realize that it is a normal part of life that you just haven't seen before.
Yeah, well, it's I try to explain to folks that for every physical sense, they have an extra-dimensional sense or extra-sensuality or extra-sensory ability. And if you begin that way, it's been my experience that folks will listen and grasp some rudimentary understanding of what you're trying to explain. There is a cause and effect for this, and it's not that you're going nuts or someone's going to put you in the booby hatch. I mean, 30 years ago, Janice, people were getting shit-canned in the on the local hoosegow for the white coats with this stuff still.
Oh, honey, I know, because, you know, 20 years ago I worked in psychiatry, and a lot of the patients were psychic. You know, they were not crazy.
No.
But once you get a diagnosis, let's face it, you're messed up for life when they put that on you. But the thing that I have found, and I try to explain to people, this is not a sixth sense. This is an augmentation of your five senses.
Yes.
It's like some people hear better, some people see better. You know, some people are more sensitive to touch. You know, I have known someone who couldn't stand to wear clothing. They were so sensitive to touch. That's actually a condition.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yes.
It's horrible. And, you know, this is just your senses getting more sensitive, and you're just seeing more of what's there. Now,
mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. Has anybody noticed that animals appear to be getting more intelligent?
Yes.
I just said that today. That's so funny.
Yes. Yes, I just... My little dog, yes, he knows, and I know he knows. This is I've had beautiful animals around me all my life. This little guy is like, I don't know, I feel like I call it Shirley MacLaine-ism. I've got going on here. And I'm not the only one. My sister who... She's moved and lives right across the street from me. She's unfortunately her animals she's had for years and years are passing as she's moved, and she is understanding with, and she always understood the animals so clearly and adeptly, and it's heartbreaking. It's losing a member of the family as they grow old, you know.
They do, however, reincarnate. Because I waited for my Doberman after she died, 63 days for gestation, waited another 9 weeks. People thought I was insane, I'm sure, buying dogs, going out, looking at the, no, not that one, I'm sorry. And I would leave. And I got to one house, very strange house, over in Deerfield, and I knew she was there. And they were bringing out all the puppies to show me because they were desperate to sell them. And it's like, no, not that one. And all of a sudden I heard this blood-curdling howl. And I looked over, and this puppy had an adult Doberman pinned down, just like she was trained to pin people. And I said, that's her. I'll take her. And
wow.
The woman said, you can't have that dog. You know, that's going to be my breeder. And her husband screamed a loud profanity and sell her the dog. She had broke his she had broke his leg the week before.
Oh my.
So I got the pup, they sold it to me, went out, put her in the car, and the kid ran up and he said, I have to tell you the truth, she gets really car sick. She's thrown up before we've gotten out of the driveway and my parents wouldn't tell you. I said, thanks, I think she'll be fine. She not only did not get car sick for a 20-minute ride home, but she came in the front door of the house, looked around, didn't go to the kitchen. She went into the bedroom and laid down where she always slept. She was home.
That's extraordinary. I've never heard a story like that.
We never had to train her. She was already trained with all commands. She knew them. She was the same dog. And I see my cats reincarnate in each other. I mean, mine are old, and a lot of them are passing now. And I have the 47, which is a new litter, and it's getting to the point of I'm just giving them the same name because I recognize the cat. I come up with a new one.
Okay. Wow. Wow. No, I've always felt the ancestor spirit of some of my dogs, my elk hounds, but there with Anpu, but never reincarnation of one of my aunts. That's a very interesting story, Janice. Thanks for sharing it.
I have a lot of people who are telling me that story now that, you know, this is exactly the same animal I had before.
Wow.
And there's no genetic connection between the animals.
That's incredible. Have you ever sensed something like that, Nicole?
It reminds me of the Dalai Lama story, continuing to look for,
yes.
You know, and knowing it when you see it. So, but no, I haven't seen that. So you said the gestation period, 63 days?
63 days in a cat or dog.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I went, you know, I knew you couldn't sell it before 12 weeks in Florida, so I waited another 12 weeks, went out looking for my dog.
I see. Yeah, because it has to be born and then grow up a little bit. I see. Interesting.
However, I have found in the past few years that it's getting to the point that they can transfer the spirit directly upon. I had one cat who was dying here, and he actually started taking over another cat. And when he finally passed, he completely integrated with that cat's personality.
Huh. How did that manifest itself?
You know, that doesn't surprise me. Nothing is surprising me anymore. I mean,
right.
I nothing is surprising me. The synchronistic turn of the days is starting to get a little weird out there too. It's really, I'm finding a great deal of joy in it. And let's face it, Nick, right? It's my turn. You know, joy, I'll go there. I'm realizing that releasing fear, being unafraid, and of course none of us can do it for every second of every day, but when we actually learn to let it go, really let it go for a little while, my gosh, you get well, you know? You get well.
I don't understand fear because I have really never experienced fear. I'm not afraid of anything. You know, I'm curious. What is this? What can I do with it? You know, I want to touch it, smell it, taste it, find out what's going on here. But, you know, fear is something I was never taught because my father believed, you know, fear is the mind killer. Fear will kill you faster than anything else. You cannot be afraid. And he literally taught me to relax rather than having the fight or flight response.
Well, that's excellent training. The majority of the world right now is the push me, pull me, the warp and the woof of the afraid and the unafraid. And the unafraid are that critical mass. I think that's what we're working on. I see so many people pushing for the change and the corruption and, you know, cripe. All you have to do is go over to Facebook to see half that going on. And the other half, you can see oftentimes, I don't see it very often in my neighborhood, but I do see it in the strangest places. I mean, like at the mall. People are under a great deal of stress right now, but that stress and all of this is a huge catalyst at this point for change.
I'm quite amazed because when I go out, the only thing I see are people with a cell phone attached to their ear talking to air, not noticing anything.
I tell you what, I was at the last GA I was at here between Lake and Lucerne in Lake Worth. There were only four people there. But one person was sitting through the whole thing, just to put a period to your sentence, Janice, one person sitting there who she had her head in a cell phone, and for 35 minutes that we all remained there, she didn't come out of it. It was, it, you know, people are finding a way to block reality.
Well, and being maybe not. You can transmit an electro impulse, not even high as a cell phone transmission, that stimulates the pleasure centers in the brain and makes you want to be on the phone. I mean, I have actually seen people on a cell phone straight 3.5 hours. I have no idea what you talk about for 3.5 hours. I would have hung up out of boredom. But I have actually seen this happen. I have seen people use the cell phone when they're out of minutes, paying premium price, and the landline is sitting in front of them. It's beyond a shadow of a doubt an addiction.
That's really strange. I've always used earbuds for being on the cell phone, and I get on and off of that pretty much as quickly as I can, always have. Nicole, I think you're about the same, too. You don't spend a lot of time on the cell phone, and you use earbuds, too, don't you?
Yeah, I don't like to have it next to my head for more than, like, 30 seconds if I have to. I don't like it.
The other thing is, it's like Nicole and I have enjoyed huge, long conversations with Skype, though, because it's like we're there with one another. Do you Skype,
yeah.
Janice?
My hearing problem makes it difficult.
It's a really wonderful tool. It enables you to do so much. I mean, like doing a workshop from the bench, just using the computer here, with people tuning into Skype, or then there's Google has the Hangout, and you can get several people for absolutely free, several people in a conversation on the Google Hangout via camera. It's incredible. All you need is a glass of wine and some cheese and honey, you're having an evening.
Well, the thing that I have noticed is the people who appear to have the addiction have that phone right up to their head.
Yeah, I've always thought it was kind of dangerous. I've always thought there was something to be said for the idea that it could be giving you bad crap.
Yeah, I have no doubt. You know, but, of course, I've had cancer, so, you know, 2 times, and you really start to avoid things after that.
Well, you get pretty smart about because you've gone down the road. You realize that susceptibility comes from certain technology, and yet the technology seems to me to be here just to show us what we're capable of doing for ourselves as we connect our brains back up.
Well, phones have been connected for a long time, but, you know, I am suspicious, really, of the technology and how much that we're getting. When they first put the cell phone tower up next to the shop, I had a television crew come out to film. They could not do the audio until they got 1.5 blocks away from the phone tower because they were so much over the legal limit in transmission.
I've never liked being around power. You know, the little, you see them down here in our neighborhoods, the little power stations.
Or the repeaters.
Yeah, or I don't like I have a grass alleyway behind the house here. And 2 houses down, there's a big, you know, what have you, electrical junction.
Ooh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, those are bad news. I mean,
I don't like it. I'm not comfortable with it. But until we get better infrastructure, there we are. Ladies, we have actually gone an hour.
Oh, wow.
The time warp that is the consciousness shift.
Yeah.
Just a minute. Let's shift back to 7:30.
Right.
There you go. Janice, I hope you'll come back and talk with us again.
Not going anywhere.
I'm sorry?
I said, I'm not going anywhere, so yes, I can be back.
Wonderful. It was wonderful to have you. Great to speak with you. Debbie says hello.
Hi.
And Nick, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Always a pleasure. Nice to meet you, Janice. Really interesting talk.
Nice to meet you, too. Nice to meet you.
And that's our show for this evening. I know we had a few call-ins and folks in the chat room, and it was sort of a focused conversation this evening. So always remember, we are interested in what you have to say, so keep chatting and come back and listen to us next week. Please remember that on August 15th, daughtersofisis.com will be up on the net for you to go to, instead of having to call into the blender. But, hey, I like talking to everyone, so either way. And don't forget the I Love Nicole show. Nick, you want to give your call letters there?
Sure. The website is ilovenicoleshow.com, and we've got 3 episodes up there, and the 4th one coming with psychic Asa Hoffman. So check it out.
There you go. Nice to see Asa.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, so, and don't forget to visit Janice over at the Cosmic Salamander in Coconut Creek, and you can find her at cosmicsalamander.com. Lots of good stuff to find. And thanks, ladies. We'll do this again, and next week, Nick, I guess we're here with the initial 1 monthly Woman Spirit Rising, and
yeah.
Janice, perhaps you'll join us again then, too. It will be a show dedicated to healing, and I guess we're bringing heaven to earth. That would be ceremony, ritual, something along those lines. We'll get it all up for you on the boards before we do it. I'm going to play us off here with a little bit of something positive. Ladies, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good night now.
Good night.
Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini and Gwen Berry. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Come back and listen next week. And that's it tonight. Thank you.